Hey guys, I went to the Wayback Machine and found an opt-in from 7 years ago in my business. And I'm talking about what was in there and how I'm going to repurpose it for the new norm today. Join me.
I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time.
All right, today we are talking about integrated marketing, which is taking all of that content that you have been working on and integrating it into various different aspects of your business, whether that is marketing, sales, delivery, or retention and referrals. All of it's important. We're going to talk about some epiphanies that I had recently. So let's dive in. As you know, from watching some of my past episodes, I have been running a digital agency for a little more than 10 years.
I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10
years. We get it.
And I decided to go ahead and pivot into selecting much more of a niche and taking our business from a complete custom boutique done-for-you agency into something that's more group coaching and super fine-tuned, like niche-down services, what we're doing. So I had decided, I like did where I called my shot. You can hear more about it in that other episode. But I had just really come to terms with this decision when I decided to go ahead and super last minute go to the Social Media Marketing World Conference. And that was this year in 2020. And it was like the last conference that I was able to go to and the very last travel that I was able to do before we all kind of got locked down with 2020, right? So I went into that and I was like, okay, I was really nervous, honestly, about making that shift and saying, all right, I've been making my business. I've been making my entire earning for the last 10 years doing service work for other people. And in fact, if you count my corporate work for the last 20 plus years, I have been doing exactly that, like doing the actual on the ground, doing the service, doing all the design, doing the marketing, like actually building things for other people. And I hadn't ever really been doing that work for myself or for my own business. My entire agency model was completely built for 10 years on nothing but just referral basis, which was just fine for a, you know, high-end boutique agency. But as we're shifting into more of the one-to-many model, I was a little bit nervous about like, all right, is this path that I'm picking, is this actually going to be, well, successful? I mean, we all have that total fear of failure thing that just pops up every once in a while, right? And so I knew that I wanted to go in and I wanted to talk about content. I wanted to talk about repurposing that content and using it in all these different aspects of your business. And it's so funny because when I went to that conference, it was like, as I was there, it was literally every single person, it was like they were reading my mind. Or it could be that I just was hearing what I wanted to hear, but all of the presenters and the attendees, the conversation that was the most prevalent through the whole thing, where people were talking about storytelling and conveying emotion in your content, which is exactly what I've been talking about here, and then repurposing that content, using it in all the different aspects of your business so that you're getting maximum exposure and you're making the best use of all that energy that you're putting into crafting that perfect message, right? If you are going to convey, go to all the work to find those core emotions and tell stories about that, like let's use that, right? And so something kind of dinged in the back of my head. I was like, wait a minute. I think that I had done something about this previously. And as I was sitting there listening to these different presentations, I'm like, oh my gosh, I totally have. And right now, in all of these presentations, so people are talking about repurposing your content, just like we have been with the social content machine, repurposing that content and putting it into all the different social channels. Right now, everything is all about digital. And I knew that I was actually on the right track because literally, probably, I don't want to over-exaggerate, but while I was at that conference, I felt so validated because probably about 80% of all of the presentations were in some form or fashion about how to take your message and use it on another channel or on multiple channels. And I was like, yes, yes, this is gonna work. This is what people need. This is what people are talking about. And I still had that like, wait a minute, I feel like I've done this before in the past. And so when I came home, I went digging through my past archives. I had to go pull Dropbox, old Dropbox open, right? And go through and start searching. In fact, I couldn't even find it by searching on Dropbox. I had to go to the Wayback Machine, back to my old website under Kane and Associates before we rebranded as Formula Done. So this is like way long time ago. I actually found this from the version from 2013, so 7 years ago. And I realized, you know what? I have been beating this same drum for that long. It's insane. Okay, I had this idea and I never fully followed through on it, right?
2,000 years later.
But I went back and looked, and the lead magnet or the opt-in thing that I had on my site all those years ago was called the Online Marketing Promotions Planning Success Kit.
That's quite a mouthful.
But that lead magnet actually generated a lot of opt-ins. And I think it's because of exactly the same reason why it's gonna work right now. Because people wanna know, all right, if I am creating a promotion or I'm creating some sort of a core message, or I'm actually going to all the work of coming up with like what defining that emotion and crafting that story, I wanna get that out everywhere. And the reason actually that I'm recording inside in my office and not in the shop is because I have behind the camera here my monitors, and I have my old promotions kit pulled up on my monitor here because I wanted to reference it as I was going through this here for you guys. So way back then, 7 years ago, I had actually put this together. Now keep in mind, I came from a graphic design background. I came from a traditional marketing background. And so at that point, for me, it was a big deal to go from traditional based marketing to the online promotion. And so what I was helping people with at that point in my business was a lot of local service providers who were looking to go online. And I thought, you know, how incredibly apropos is that topic right now? Because right now there are so many B2B business models that are trying to take their brick and mortar local service business and promote this online. So I wanted to go back, and I'm actually just gonna dig through this and share with you guys some of the things that were in that promotions kit, and then talk about how it is that I'm gonna go ahead and update that a little bit and then go ahead and share it with you guys. So here we go, let's dive in. So this was actually a document that was a 5-page document. And I kind of set it up because at that point in time, trying to craft a version of this that was like just wholly online in a survey was not really something that would be done unless you did it through like MailChimp, which was super rudimentary at that point in time. But anyway, so it was, I had put this all together with a bunch of boxes and stuff so that you could fill in your topics. So where we wanted to start was with the main product or service or promotion that you were going to do and when that was going to happen. So for right now, that could even be like, what's your current story or the topic that you're going to be talking about? And then I went through and said, okay, we're going to come up with multiple different topics. So I had like a topic generator section in there that I had people go through and highlight what are the top pain points related to your main offer. What are the top benefits of your offer, and what are the top problems of your offer? And so it's literally walking through kind of a full stack, right? You're going, What's the problem? How am I going to solve it? So I started there, pretty standard, pretty traditional, right? And then you move forward into what are the different types of media? How are we going to repurpose this content, this story, this main promotion? How are we going to repurpose that into multiple different types of media? Because some people like to read, some people like to watch, some people like to listen. So how can we get maximum exposure there? So in the media types that I had, I love it because so many of them are still so relevant. So we had video, we had articles, white papers, case studies, press releases, infographics, blogs, podcasts, survey, announcement, different types of speeches, could be like a webinar now, landing pages, or other ideas. And so I literally said, like, I had all these boxes all over the page here and said, all right, go through and pick what are the different types of media that you're going to take and repurpose this thing into. So like, if you're going to do a speech, great, translate that and put it into an article. So, or put it into a blog post, which sounds eerily reminiscent of what we're doing today, right? The interesting thing that I found about that is there's 7 years ago, there was a lot more print involvement. So went into some more tactical kinds of channels, which I'm actually going to get into here in the next page. So it went from choose your topic, page one, page two, choose the different types of media that you're going to repurpose this into. And then now that we have all this different media, page three, where are we going to put it? So between pages three and four, I have different channels. On page three, I actually have different digital channels. So we have a website, we have a blog, like your own blog or a blog as a guest post. We have a newsletter, your own or newsletter as a guest. Emailing, of course, to your list or set it up in a long-term email nurture or a short-term email nurture. Putting it into a webinar, doing a live feed or an online summit. Or a live event if you're going to be doing a speech or something, right? So what are some of the digital channels where this stuff is going to go? Again, all of those things are very, very relevant in this day and age. Exactly the same kinds of things where we're repurposing this. I actually did have all of the social channels. So at that point we had Facebook, Instagram, yes, Twitter, Pinterest, Google Plus, which is now over and dead, right? Snapchat, which I actually had on here. And again, like we said, now that's TikTok. And then I had offline channels on the last page here. So the offline channels are a different live event, like in-person live event, a conference, a speech or a presentation that you can do there, snail mail. You guys, lumpy mail and getting things in the actual mail, so important, especially now. Networking, like local networking groups or meetups across the nation, printed materials, radio, television, or other traditional advertising type methods. There's still some of those things that can be very relevant. Or if you even think of, okay, what is like a television show then is now kind of like an Instagram or a Facebook or a LinkedIn Live, right? So there's still a lot of correlation. But some of them take it from offline back to online. Anyway, these are the channels that I had pointed out in this thing from 7 years ago. And it's so funny. Like, when is the last time? I'm positive, if you've been in business for a while, there is probably something sitting on your shelf that you could go resurrect and probably still has a lot of relevance today. Just a little bit of fine tuning. So this has actually inspired me. I'm going to take this old opt-in that I had and I'm going to convert it into use for today. I think that it would be awesome to kind of put this into sort of a calculator kind of format and to really still pay attention to integrating between both online and offline channels because it's going to be so important. And I have another episode where I really deep dive into that and the importance of it, but that the idea of taking a message that really tells a story, that really conveys that emotion, where you're transferring that, is so, so important. And when you get that dialed in, you want to repurpose that and we want to integrate it into all these different aspects of your business. So just because, you know, like we talked about, email nurturing, right? That's going to be into customer retention, because when people are coming in, once they're already customers or if they're leads coming in, you want to make sure that you're nurturing them, even if they're already customers. You want that retention. Maybe part of the content, part of that sales message, or part of the message goes into both your sales and your marketing. You want to be thinking about the entire customer journey and where can you repurpose that content and then place it back into your business in those various different aspects, because it's not just about lead generation. It's not just about finding new people and blasting it out all over social media. It's also about how can I give more value to people who have already opted in on my list, who have already paid me money. Like, it's really important to make sure that you're still supporting them and giving back to that list and to those customers, right? So if you are interested in getting a hold of this newly revised from, it'll be like the 7-year resurrection, go to thecontenttoolbox.com. So just thecontenttoolbox.com. You can opt in there to get into the Content Toolbox resource area. You guys, in there, every single guest who has been on this podcast gives us a free resource, some sort of awesome guide that they're just giving us and we're putting into that resource area. So go, because there is a wealth of knowledge, and when this thing gets redone, it is also going to be living in there. So go check it out, opt in, and shoot us a note and let us know like you're waiting for this, because it's in the works right now. So as soon as it comes out, we'll make sure that you get a copy of it. But it's so much fun to kind of go back and look at like, what are some of the old things I've done and how can I repurpose that and make it relevant to what's going on in your business right now? And I think especially with the new normal, things like that pendulum has come across. It went from offline to the world of online, and we've talked about this before. And then it swung over to complete digital. And I think it actually went a little too far, where everything is like super digital, right? Then it's coming back. And I think it's going to be really important to also pay attention to what are those offline methods that you can really recapture and kind of make new again. And by really embracing those things that are going to give us that tactical connection, that are going to connect people to you in a way that they can actually like feel physically, I think that that's going to be really, really important, especially with so many businesses going online. So I think it's really important to pay attention to how you are repurposing that and where you are integrating it into your business. So that's it. Go to the Content Toolbox, get into the resource area, and let me know when you are ready for that. We're going to get it sent off to you. Thanks, guys. I think that's good.